Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today because this show is for you and it's about you. It's about those of you that want to create passive income today, multiple streams of passive income. So you work because you want to, not because you have to. So you have that life to live, that dream life where you can be, do what you want with those you want, whatever the heck you feel like it, right? But on top of that, it's so much more. Because you guys want to create a ripple effect by blessing more lives. Because as you become free, as you become relaxed and stop worrying about the mundane and surviving, and you start to thrive, you can create a greater impact of good for those around you. And guys, I'm excited that I can be part of that ripple effect with you. Again, thank you for binging and sharing and applying these concepts here today. And thank you for those that have reached out to me that say, Chris, I think I'm ready for you. I think I need help to take this to another level. Whether it's been on the infinite banking side and doing things there, or it's been on the consulting side, you know, but you guys seriously inspire me and fire me up. So thank you so much for being a part of this. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, but also remember, check out our YouTube channel, which is Chris Miles with Money Ripples. If you check out the YouTube channel, we've got all of our podcasts. We start to upload there on video as well as not just the podcast version too. So check that out. Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G. AHP as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. Check it out. Today, guys, I've had a lot on my mind. I've been listening to different people in the marketplace. I've been pulling out Kiyosaki. Kiyosaki had to take a little piece of humble pie when gold and silver dropped and Bitcoin and things like that. And he's realizing, okay, there's different markets and you can't get sold on one thing. But the big question that I often will have people ask me is in one way or another, are we in a bubble, right? Like with what's going on right now, how is this working? How is it possible that the stock market's hitting all-time highs when there's no reason for those all-time highs? For example, how do we hit all-time highs when the gross domestic product, the GDP, is down like 30%, right? How is it possible that we've got 10% or more unemployment and we're hitting all-time highs in the market, right? How is this even possible? How is it possible with the country being partially shut down? And this is where you start to realize that the stock market and the economy are not the same thing. And what's going on right now? Are there bubbles? Yes, there's a big, big bubble here. And what's happening is that the bubble keeps building up. Have you guys ever blown up a balloon? You just keep blowing it up and blowing it up. And you get to that point, because you know from bad experiences as a kid, that when you blow up a balloon too much, it pops in your face. It's scary. And sometimes it can even sting, right? Well, you blow up the balloon, you know it's getting to that point, like it gets bigger and bigger. And you're like, oh, do I keep going? Because if I keep going, will it pop, right? We're in a point where we've stretched this balloon beyond what you thought was possible, haven't we? You haven't expected to do this. I told you that the timing right now is perfect. Real estate's an all-time high. There's bidding wars going on where people are, your value of your home is being driven up. It's a great time to access cash from your home, whether you sell it or get cash out from a refinance. Although they're trying to penalize you for doing cash out refinances right now, depending on the kind of loan you use. It's a great time for money in the market because right now the markets have hit all-time highs. You have more money in the market now than you probably ever have. The question is, now what? And I'm here to tell you the bubble will pop. It may not be the next few months. But I'm telling you, there is craziness, crazy things happening right now that remind me of Y2K. You guys remember that one, right? There were some weird things that happened there. And by the way, Y2K didn't go straight down. No, we've never had a recession where it just goes down, 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 down. And if you think the recession happened back in March, right, that it goes down for a couple of weeks and pops back up, that little V-shaped type recovery that people talk about, oh my goodness, you are delusional, because recessions don't work that way. And the truth is, we are still in an economic recession, and we've got a global recession going on too. But the stock market doesn't show it, does it? And this is where you can fall asleep at the wheel. Because if you've got your money sitting in the market, you're going to say, well, just keep it in there. Well, when it goes down, you're going to say, well, it went down back in March. It came back up. I don't want to lose money. So you leave it there. And then and what happens next? You can actually hit a real recession, and even the market will reflect it. Worst case, you know, we could be in up, you know, in a good, strong economic times, the market could go down. We could be in weak economic times, the market could go up. The question is, do we really want to be in a place that you can't even predict? Even other people are just, we're at a point of euphoria. Most people are just saying, you know what, all that doomsday stuff, that's just a joke. Tech stocks are great right now. Buy tech, buy Tesla, buy Apple. By the way, when you start hearing normal people say buy something, that's when you should get out of it. You know, and you're going to see this happen more and more. By the way, when you see Tesla jump up by over 8 times, but Tesla is not really posting that big of a profit, there's a problem. When Apple and Microsoft, or even like, you know, Amazon, when they're massively swinging up, but the money's not there, the earnings aren't there, they're just doing it all off of speculation. You should fear that. When there's greed in the marketplace, you should fear that. When there's fear, that's when you can get more greedy. Again, fear and greed should just stay out altogether. Those are emotions of scarcity, right? But you got to understand, when everybody's starting to throw money at something, that's when there's and the more they throw money at it, the bigger it is. And what's happening right now is the government keeps throwing money at us to keep that market propped up. Because if it looks like we have a strong economy, you'll reelect Trump. Whether you like him or not, you're probably going to reelect him, because presidents don't lose when the economy is strong. When the economy goes weak, that's when new presidents come in. So of course, they want to pump money in the market, right? They want to pump money in your own pockets so that you keep spending money. But what's going to happen after reelection? Say he does get reelected, what's going to happen next? He's probably not going to keep pumping money in your pocket, because he doesn't have to campaign for your votes anymore. He's in office for 4 years. The same thing happened for Obama. He stopped really trying. He kind of went a little bit lazy for his last term when Obama hit that last term. He was like, hey, I got my healthcare plan in. I got reelected. Smooth sailing. You know, he did a few things, but he really didn't do a lot after that point. Trump might still do some things if he gets reelected. But the truth is that he's not going to have to try to force pumping money in, because it's artificial. It's not your money. It wasn't produced from you. Economies are strong when there's production. When manufacturing is down, by the way, the reason you're seeing the markets up is because it's very tech heavy. The S&P 500 is very tech heavy. If you look at like the other indexes, maybe like the Wilshire 5000, it's not as much tech stock heavy, right? But the NASDAQ, do not look at the NASDAQ. During Y2K, the NASDAQ tanked 80% because there was a tech bubble boom or a bubble burst, right? There was a bubble boom and then it burst. So NASDAQ dropped 80%. I think you're going to see something similar to that here, especially in tech stocks, because people are pumping money into tech stocks. There's IPO tech stocks that, get this, don't even have a single dollar of profit. They haven't hardly produced a company or a product yet. And people are trying to throw money at these tech stocks. Guys, this kind of speculation should concern you. And there's mutual fund companies right now, and even hedge fund managers investing in these things. The bond market, I mentioned before that there was a bubble in the bond market, especially corporate bonds. Well, guess what? The feds are pumping money into that. So that's staying solid, right? When you got money being pumped in that, what's going to happen with the bond market? Is it possible that we could see a stock market and a bond market, like the last recession, both drop? Could we actually lose money in both those areas? So you got to start questioning what is going on here, because there is not the support to go there. By the way, I started looking at, started getting a membership to the Wellington Letter, which talks about a lot of these same things and even goes into the depths of it. So if you check out, what's his first name? Bert Doman, D-O-H-M-E-N. If you look up him, he's actually got a letter he prints out, a letter that analyzes the markets, and he's seriously predicted the economy and the crashes accurately for years, right? He's saying the same thing. He's saying right now it's ridiculous. He even predicted that gold would drop, which it did last month. It dropped a little bit. He said, nope, it won't soar to 3,000. It'll drop a little bit. It'll come back up eventually, but short term, you're not going to see that happening. Like what Peter Schiff was saying, right? Things like that are going on right now. There's so much in the marketplace that is out of whack. So the question is, what can you put your money in? Where can you invest? Where should you be looking? Now, there's two things I would recommend to look at. I mean, first and foremost, like I like to go into things I can control. That's what I like to do. This is why I invest in business. I'm even looking at franchises. You remember Kim Daly? I'm looking at franchises for myself right now. See if I want to add that to my portfolio. You know, but even my own business, I can control this. I can manipulate the returns of my business, regardless of what's going on in the world. Now, world can still affect things, just like it could do with anything else. But if I can control it, I can manipulate it and make better returns. I can pull it out of the mire if something goes wrong. I have control and therefore peace of mind. I know with real estate, certain kinds of real estate, when I own it and control it, I can do that. This is why I'm still buying real estate right now. Those are all things that I'm currently doing. I'm not saying I'm recommending you do this, these investments. I'm not saying that's what it is for you. I'm just saying there's plenty of opportunity. There's plenty of things you can do that are way more certain than bubble markets right now. And there are some crazy, crazy markets, especially in the stock market. And even, you haven't heard it much lately, but I believe the bond market, you're going to hear more about that in the future. Now, here's the other thing I say. Watch for scarce resources. Really keep an eye out for what's becoming scarce. I think there's a lot of things with all the news and all the hype and everything going on. There's things happening right now that aren't also adding up. For example, I mentioned manufacturing has been an issue, right? Have you noticed going to the store lately that it's hard to find certain products still? This may not be toilet paper anymore, although that might still have an issue depending on where you're going. But have you noticed that certain items, even foods, aren't as readily available as they were? Guys, I said this before, I'm going to say it again as a huge word of warning. One of the first places you should be looking to invest to protect yourself right now is in things with emergency preparation. Things like food, water, emergency supplies, those kind of things. Get that now. It's already getting harder. Like I already know, trying to buy these things, there's people already thinking the same thing. They're buying it up, right? By the way, the Chinese people are buying copper right now. They're buying tons and tons of copper, right? They're loading up. Why? Good question. Why do they want copper? Now, I'm not saying you go and invest in copper, right? I'm just saying that there are some resources out there that are scarce and that are becoming scarce. I think properties in some ways are becoming scarce a little bit too. Trying to find properties because not everybody's selling. So a lot of times we're having to build properties right now, have to do construction, to find properties because so honestly, like people are still coming to this country. The people are still immigrating here and there's still a lot happening. So anyways, look for scarce resources, but really build your emergency reserves, build your savings, right? Again, you don't have to keep it all in a bank earning 0.1% and getting taxed on 0.1%. That's where, like I talked about the whole using life insurance as a tax-free supercharged savings account that you can use to do that, right? You can design policies to be low cost and allow you to have more cash in them and get better returns than making nothing. You can do things with, again, not just storing cash, but storing real assets, real food, real water, real stuff that you need. Again, you're in different places of the country or even the world. You got different needs, right? But I would really start looking there. Look there first. And yeah, you've got more money. Cool. Invest it. But invest in places you can control, that you can do something about it. If something goes wrong, you can pull it back out of that hole. If it's good, can you even make the returns better than they are? Like where can you have control? And there's a few places to do that. I'm not saying you don't put money with people that might have certain funds or anything like that. Those could still be good. But I'm just saying that right now, if you're looking for certainty, you want to make sure that you're in places that you can control the returns. Those are going to be the easiest, most peace of mind type places to be. But again, make sure your defense is in play, then focus on your offense. Defense, offense. You need both. And when there's bubbles, and I'm telling you, I think there's going to be unemployment that's going to skyrocket soon. There's going to be more. There's going to be more things that are going to happen that will affect our markets. I might sound like a doomsdayer, but I know I'm not the only one. Like you can just feel it in the air. And I know many of you have talked to me and asked me and said, Chris, I feel like something's not right. Something's not adding up. And you are 100% right. People are pulling their money out of bonds because it's too cheap. So the feds might be pumping money into bonds, but people are pulling their money out. Investors are throwing to stocks. That should be concerning. If everybody's trying to throw their money in stocks. And get this, I just saw the article today. They said 43% of retail investors are people like you and me, right? Us normal investors, 43% of people are leveraging money. That means they're actually trading on margin. That means if there's a loss, they see massive impact. Now if they get gains, they make a lot more, but people are becoming speculative gamblers, guys. You do not want to be here. I had a guy reach out to me just yesterday saying, Chris, because they're doing this digital currency, I've been making 6 to 14% a week. And I said, bull. I said, it's impossible for anyone to maintain 6 to 14% a week, or you would be richer than Jeff Bezos in the next 10 years. Not going to happen. And he's like, oh, but it's good. I've been paid that every time. Like, good luck, buddy. You know, guys, there is so much speculation and greed and stupidity. Plain old stupidity out there right now. The best thing you do is not get caught up in the hype. Don't think you're missing out on anything, because you're not. The only thing you're missing out on is if you're not buying real assets, real things, not paper crap, not the fake stuff, but real assets. Yes, there's opportunity there. But the fact is that, you guys, it's a ticking time bomb. That balloon will pop. It just depends on how long you're going to wait for them to keep pumping air into it until it does. And the longer and bigger it gets, that balloon, that bubble that gets, the bigger the pop, and it's going to be heard around the world. So guys, get your crap in order. Make sure you're doing what's right for your family, doing what's right for you. Don't be the gamblers. Don't be the dumb money that's being in the markets right now, because there's a lot of dumb money and the smart people are already pulling it out. They're pulling it out without you knowing it. And it's already happening. Even right now, today, it's happening underneath your own noses. And what's left to happen? Eventually, when there's a tank, when the market does tank, you'll be the one losing the money, not them. Because you are the one that stayed in there thinking, if I just hold on a little longer, maybe I'll make a little bit more. Guys, again, I'm not recommending you pull your money out of the market. I will not make any recommendations for investments or anything like that. I just want you to be awake and watch and listen and see when the timing is right for you. You might stay in the market and that's fine, but you might think, you know, maybe now is the time to do it. Find out what's right for you. Go make it happen. Guys, make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.